ask you to introduce the podcast.
Okay. I'm better now.
That was is that the introduction of the podcast?
No, that was just warming up.
Okay. All right. I was kind of excited for it.
Would you like me to introduce then? Okay.
Yeah, that'd be good. That'd be smart.
Willkommen in der Danunjays Comedy Hour Podcast. Ich bin dein toller Gastgeber, Dan, und mit mir ist die Scheißekopf, Jason. Willkommen, Jason.
Dankeschön. I got what my title was. was yours goat milker or something to that effect?
Just amazing host.
Oh, amazing host. Oh, okay, that's fine. That's okay. That's good. I wouldn't.
The dein toller Gastgeber.
Is that like one long word or is it several?
I'm sure in actual German.
In actual German, it'd be strung together. That's pretty solid. That's pretty good. All right, off the top, I don't want to scare people, Dan. Or you. Okay. Are you scared?
Okay, well, I'm scared already.
Dan, don't be scared.
I'm scared a little.
Dan, don't be scared.
Oh, shit.
Oh.
That's peed.
Oh. Well, that's better than... It's better than shitting.
Than scheiße.
Yeah. Yeah. We're not doing an official Dan and Jay's Comedy Hour track this week.
Oh, my God. What?
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
What?
I'm so sorry.
What kind of horseshit is that?
I'm so sorry.
I have to eat cookies because of you.
I'm so sorry. You can't blame me for that.
Albertson's cookies, because, hey, I guess they're cookies.
Are they? Are they really? They look a little like Entenmann's. They look a little, like, doughy and creepy and manufactured, but probably pretty good tasting. I can see them. That's good. Are they anything like Entenmann's? Or wait, what were the ones you used to get?
Fryhofer.
Oh, I missed those. That's right. Entenmann's is, like, a more national brand, but Fryhofer's I think they're local-ish, right?
They are.
Okay.
There's that list of, like, 50 things... upstate New Yorkers.
Oh, yeah.
And that Fryhofer cookies was on the list.
That, and if you've been molested by George Hamway. Mm-hmm. At least that's... Oneana.
That's very local. Very
reference. Kids. Oh, man. Those cookies were so good. I should have my mom send me some. That'd be so good. So anyway, yes. Long story short, at the end of the last podcast, I was like, hey, do you have that audio file? And I couldn't find it because it was not named anything obvious. I looked for your name. I searched for Dan, but it's just called Dan Int, which I wouldn't have known to look for. But this is a first in a long series of fake interviews that led up to, you know, me doing real interviews in real life, Dan.
It's crazy.
This is, yeah.
You can really feel the quality in this one.
Oh, man. Yeah. Finally, I edited this entirely digitally. It might be one of the first things. This is 1998, for a little bit of reference. So skip forward 4 years, kids, if you can do that in your minds. I know it's fucking, it's difficult.
What did you edit it in? Did you edit it in Gold Wave?
98? Would we have had Gold Wave yet?
I think so. I don't know if we discovered it, but it was around then.
See, it was one of two. I did one of two things. I either did that or... because they're all clips. I got clips from the cassette tape. Anyway, let's tell people what it was. And then we'll talk about the really exciting part.
Yes.
Mike Shaver and I called you up, as we would do. Did not tell you we were recording it.
It was like probably 1 a.m. or something.
Probably 1 a.m. Yeah, we were all watching TV. There's TV in the background.
It was at the time of day when there were infomercials on every channel.
Yeah, and you could hear them in the background a little bit.
We discussed them a little bit.
Yeah. I wish I have to have that full tape somewhere. I hope I do. Mm-hmm. And we just interviewed you, asking you odd questions that we were like, oh, these are going to be hilarious to cut into a thing later.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we did. But it was like an hour and a half conversation about nothing. If you're to do it nowadays, you'd at least plan out the questions you were going to ask, but instead we're like, what kind of poop and dick-related questions can we ask Dan for an hour and a half, and then we'll make something funny out of it. Although I'm pretty sure the thing where you insult your girlfriend was just us asking you to insult Hillary Clinton, and
yes,
I'm pretty sure,
it was
I actually
Hillary
remember,
Clinton.
I think I remember planning that part out. I was like, all right, have him talk about a girl. Who's a girl? Oh, Hillary Clinton, that's a girl.
Yeah.
So you could talk about her. And so we did that and interviewed you. And that was a thing that happened.
Hi, this is Jason Klom, live on the WHIP, WHIP 94.5 FM. And today, right now, live, We are connected with Dan Gomiller. How are you, Dan?
How you doing, Sexy?
All right, Dan, first, let's get right to the personal stuff.
I don't think so.
Why not?
I don't want to get into anything like that right now.
Oh, come on, Dan, what's the big deal? I just wanted to ask you about anal sex.
I don't appreciate anal sex.
Oh, now, come on, Dan, why not?
I don't do any kind of anal sex. I just don't appreciate it.
Well, then what's this thing called butt bumping I hear you do?
Don't you expect anything else? We just rub our asses together.
All right, Dan, changing the subject temporarily, I hear you're an inventor also. What have you invented lately?
You rub a cream on your breasts and it makes them fuller and firmer.
Well, Dan, that's a very interesting invention. How well does it work?
I don't know. I've never tried it.
Now, where's the strangest place you ever had sex?
On the telephone.
Dan, would you ever be willingly shackled in a medieval prison?
Me? No. How the hell would I reach my penis?
Dan, I hear you've been thinking about breaking up with your girlfriend of a few months. Would you ever consider getting back together with her?
No, probably not, because I know she's a bitch and I couldn't stand her. She's like a bitch, I don't like her.
Now, you're saying there's no way you could ever get back together with her?
No, she's too old. She was kind of funny looking when she was a kid, too.
So not even for a one-night stand you wouldn't get back together with her or anything?
No, she's still ugly. She's an old kind of ugly.
Now, what about in a few years when you're both a little older? Maybe you'd be more mature to handle the relationship then.
What? No. Because then she'd be older than she is now, and I don't like her now.
All right, I'm sorry to interrupt you, Dan. You're being very rude. It's very cruel to your girlfriend, the love of your life. But I know there is another love of your life out there. Would you like to say hello to that person?
I love you, Michael. I miss you. You're so funny, Michael. Oh, you're so funny. Penis, Michael.
It was.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. I remember, you can hear Mike giggling in the background. Like, I think he was asking most of the questions, actually.
He asked a lot of questions, I'm pretty sure.
And then, like, we're asking you, you're candid and also joking because you could tell we were fucking around. The dumbest part, Dan, is we lived in upstate New York. We lived in Lawrence, of all places. Mm-hmm. You and I lived how many houses apart? And
no,
we still...
at this point, I was living on Otsego Street in Oneonta.
Oh, you were in Oneonta. Okay, that makes sense. Okay, so that's not... Oh, man, that's right. When did you guys move? Do you remember?
My junior year of high school.
So, I asked that like I didn't know. Just
like
now.
Late 96... Yeah.
Oh, wow.
96 through 97, then I graduated in 98, so 96 through 97, 97 through 98.
I remember being really sad about that, as though you weren't still close. Like, it was a world away at first.
Well, you didn't have a car.
That's right.
I didn't have a car.
Yeah.
Might as well have been.
We were going to different high schools already anyway, but, like, that was the one thing we had, was after high school, we could hang out.
Right.
And then now it was kind of limited. I must.
Then it got to the point where you realized, hey, I can go to Oneonta and just stay there for a while.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
So you would come over, like, first thing in the morning, we'd just spend the whole day just doing bullshit.
Holy shit, that's
then you
right.
Then you'd go home on, like, that Sunday night or Monday morning or whatever.
That's so true. Oh, my God. Yeah, that's true. We were so gay for each other. That's good. Those are good times. I'd forgotten that we would do all these, like, weekend overnight. Because, like, what the fuck else were you going to do?
Exactly.
And there was internet. We discovered internet. Actual internet. I was going to say hardcore, but that's not what I meant. Like, when I say hardcore internet, I mean, like, oh, internet!
Yeah, I
like,
discovered hardcore internet in 95.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it was slow loading, but it was still hardcore. I remember your dad printing out a dirty... I shouldn't say that. Now it sounds like it makes your dad sound like a sex offender because he printed out dirty pictures and we were underage and we saw them.
Did that with the internet. That's what it was for.
It's true, right? Like, it's like,
people had them in, like, folders at school and shit.
You know, it is the equivalent of finding somebody's dirty magazines, but we also did find his dirty magazines. You know, so, man... I better not drink too much of this or I'm going to, like, accidentally reveal something really, like, really seedy about your family that I didn't realize I knew. Let's take a quick break, Dan, and identify our beer sponsors. My beer sponsor right now is, I can't remember what it's called. When I say I can't remember what it's called, I don't know the brand name, but it is an organic chocolate stout, and I'm drinking it out of my Dan and Jay's Comedy Hour mug, which you got me for Christmas.
I made you for Christmas.
You did. You didn't make the cup.
Well, no, I didn't make the cup, to be fair, I guess.
You did the etching, however. I freaked myself out and thought I'd ruined the etching the other day, only because I had fish oil on my hands, and that just fills in the holes. I'm like, what did I do? And I'm like, oh, no, science. Jason Science. And then so, I was like,
it's very, very thin.
I forgot how etching works. Oh yeah, it eats away some of the glass. That's how things go.
You and, yeah, your fish oil actually restored glass to ruin your etched items. Oh, it's a pristine, perfectly smooth glass surface again. God damn it. When will science learn? It's gone
people
too far.
People don't understand. You know, they always had that thing that you could buy an infomercial, speaking of infomercials, so you can clean up, you know, your car's lights. All that, people don't know, you just buy some anchovies and just rub those on there.
Just rub them in there, man. That's all it is. It's just ground anchovy.
I think everybody should know that. Exactly. Dan gets it. But these are this is a very delicious beer. This is like one of I don't know if you've ever had a chocolate stout, but this one seriously tastes of chocolate. It's got like
I had the Tootsie Roll flavored thingy.
What? What are you talking about?
The ones you told me about.
Tootsie Roll flavored thingy.
No, it doesn't say Tootsie Roll flavor. I'm just saying okay. It tasted like Tootsie Rolls. The one that you told me to get on one of our earlier podcasts. That was half chocolate, half regular.
Yes, right. Oh, yeah. No, that's delicious. Yeah. That's good.
That's what I have.
This is distinctly more chocolatey. I should find out the brand. But it's really good. We got it at Cost Plus because we were bored and we were there. And I'm like, let's try that because I like candy beer. And it's not that sweet, though. It's just, yeah.
Yeah, Ari didn't like it because it tasted like Tootsie Rolls, the other one.
I can understand that. That's a little stronger than this. This has notes of Hershey. Did I tell you, by the way, that Doug Decker does want to come on the podcast? He didn't know what he could talk about, but I'm like, it doesn't matter. You should come on the podcast, Doug Decker. So that's gonna happen.
Absolutely.
That'll be amazing.
We don't know what we're talking about, so what does he need it?
He's like, I haven't been in radio in a long time. I'm like, it's not an interview about your career.
You should look, do you have any just old tapes of mine that I recorded the radio? Because if I was recording the radio, I might have some Doug Decker bits in between songs on there.
Because I know I've got Johnny G because I was recording myself at the time, but there might be some Doug Decker in one of ours. You obviously listened to him more than I did, I think, because you referenced him in your sketches.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to look through that because I have a lot of tapes. I mean, I'm still, you know, this is so sad, Dan. Like, I've always, this podcast is, while it serves many purposes, what's happening, Dan? What are you?
The dog's barking.
Okay, you were smelling and listening at the same time. Time out. Okay, that's fine. That's fine. I feel lost. Dan normally does something here, and he fills in the spaces. Does like Girl from Ipanema, does really funny commercials, does like radio talk, and then he does the callback joke. That's a callback. I don't really know what to say right now. I can tell you. I'll describe. Here's what I'm doing. Describe Dan's living room. Or is this a study? He's got his Doctor Who scarf on his wall. Dan and I both have matching Doctor Who scarves that we got from our friend Francine, RIP. Not a joke, that's true. There's a tripod of some kind in the background. And when I say tripod, I don't mean the kind from the young adult novels. There's some kind of house and what looks like glue. It has literally been there this whole time. This looks like an unfinished project that's been there since we started the podcast. I should ask Dan what that is. I see a gate to prevent animals from getting in or out. Dan's entering the frame, and he's wearing a Superman t-shirt. I was just describing to the audience how I don't really know how to fill time as well as you do. Like, and so I was just describing your room to everybody and how there's what looks like the Addams Family house in the background. That unfinished project has been there since we started this podcast, I'm pretty sure. It looks like a house. Is it a picture frame?
It's a picture frame, yeah.
Yeah, it's been there forever. It looked like maybe you were building a dollhouse.
We got it from like a yard sale or something, or he wants to put family pictures in it.
That's a good idea. It looks like the Addams Family house.
It does. It's actually really cool.
Yeah, here, I like it.
I'll give you a closer look, Jason.
Oh, Dan's going to give us a closer look. All right, yeah, here we go. So Dan is now walking away. He has grabbed the frame. He's lifting it. You can probably hear the scraping.
I'll hold it up to the mic. So
Dan's going. Oh, here we go. Yeah. See, now listen to the grain on that wood. It's very, yeah, there we go. Yep, there's a little dirt, as you can tell, but they're going to be cleaning this off. They're restoring it. Dan, in case you guys don't know, is a professional house-shaped frame restorer, right,
Dan?
Yeah,
I'm going to try to flip it.
Oh, yeah. That'd be the worst fucking reality show.
You try, what's that not just frame?
That, not just that, but you're trying to sell it, like, aggressively to somebody.
Yeah, it's like
I'm not like that interested.
There's a fresh coat of paint. I redid the roofing on it.
We just want a circle. just like an oval. Like, we just want to put our family in that. Is that okay? I it's a nice house frame. I understand that, and thank you for showing it to us. It's great, but it's not really. We're not looking to get into anything that like
it's,
that.
It's right at the it's at now. The high level of your budget, but if you got right. the smaller oval frame, you might have mm-hmm, to pay mm-hmm. extra for the wire to hang it. So really, that might end up costing the same as the house frame. So
I mean, I could just do that myself, right? Put the wire on there myself. I wouldn't have to get a contractor or something.
Right,
I mean,
you have to get some contracting, some land rights, and such
for a frame. I didn't. I mean, I do have an apartment. I guess I would have to check with my landlord to see if I can even hang an oval frame. Is there
oh,
like
that's
a different?
That can be a problem too.
What about hanging the house frame? Was that how is that more advantageous to me to hang a house frame?
Because part of the house frame's lease is allowing it to be hung anywhere.
Oh well, see that's a. I mean, it looks like you can fit a lot of pictures in there too. I guess like, it's more than just one.
You can fit like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 9 if you treat this one as one. Even though it's two windows, because it could look like a single picture kind of thing.
Okay,
I don't know where that went.
Why did you have to count the? I would think they'd be part of your initial pitch, sir. I mean, you had to count them in front of me. I feel
well,
like you don't
you
know
see,
the frame that well.
It didn't come with 10.
You installed one yourself.
I flipped that shit.
Did you do the siding? Is that the original siding, or
but
did
in
you?
In fact, if you didn't, you couldn't tell the. This part of the frame was an extension. It used to end here, but that wasn't enough frame, so I built an extension so that a larger family could live in this frame.
What are the permits like to add extension to a frame like that?
Bitchin'.
The permits are bitchin'. That's how Dan ends the sketch. Hi, Daisy. What are you doing? Trying to crawl? No. Cat. Oh, my God.
I had to let Kiki outside because that orange cat is back. It was gone all winter.
There's
one
an orange
that
cat.
Cut lamp open.
Oh, really? Fucker.
So I let Kiki out there so she can keep him at bay.
Lamp's is it cat more of a Garfield or a Heathcliff?
He's more of a Heathcliff.
Yeah, kind of a fucking garbage cat. Mm-hmm. Like just fucking low class, no class. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, he's an asshole.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. And he's as big as Goob. He's huge.
Wait, do they exist to, like, show us, like, the different stratas of American social economics? Like, Heathcliff is, like, he's a scrapper, he's an asshole, but then there's Garfield, who's clearly a spoiled brat. Like, I hate Mondays, and I love lasagna. Oh, my God. What about Top Cat? What is he?
He's the 1%.
Oh, I didn't know that. Is he faking it? Is he faking being, like,
he's
poor
slumming
also?
It.
He's slumming it. Okay. Top Cat is slumming. I've had this in my hands, and here, let me tell you why I have a toy assault rifle. Uh-huh. It's because I've been waiting to fix this for so long. I bought this do you remember, were you here when I bought this? You must, maybe, I don't know.
I think you showed it to me, but I wasn't there when you bought it.
Okay, well, I bought this a few years ago because it was $25 at a Halloween shop, and, like, prop-wise, it looks like a good assault rifle if I ever need one. My good buddy Alan borrowed it when we did Scrooged on stage and broke the trigger because it's a piece of shit. I mean, it's poorly made. You've seen what it does, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is a gay rave machine gun. It's amazing. It shoots colored lights. It pulsates. And
African American lights.
I'm so sorry. That's when people shut the podcast off. That's fine. Now we can say what we really want to say. Now we can talk some real shit, Dan.
Yeah.
The reason I got this gun, Dan, okay, is because I don't want people to tell me where I can herd my cattle and where I can't herd my cattle, okay? They're fake cattle because it's a fake gun.
Show me where the man herd you.
That was really stupid. That was really dumb. But I fixed it, and you know what? The good people at Lifehacker will be happy to know I fixed it with a fucking binder clip.
Nice.
I put a binder clip in there to make contact with the little tiny button in there, and it works fine. And it works brilliantly.
Lifehacker likes their binder clips.
Oh, they love binder clips. Lifehacker's still a thing, right? That's still around. That's
yeah. It. All right. But Gawker screwed up all their sites, so no one really cares anymore.
What do you mean? They make it so you can't comment properly or some shit. They don't like the look of it.
The comments were messed up, and it's 75% ads, a little bit of content on the left side if you look hard enough.
That's too bad. That's too bad. I used to really like it. Lifehacker, you sold out. Lifehacker, you part of a 10 website
network.
Network. You've totally sold out. Your ads are now bigger than they used to be. But yeah, so anyway, this interview, I also found the other ones I did. I did one with Elvis. I'd forgotten about that.
Mm-hmm.
One with Wayne Campbell, which is really badly edited. Like, that's the worst of them all. And then one with Captain Kirk, which I'm still proud of because it talks about impotence and it's quite great. I think we don't have to cover all of those. I could just upload them all at some point. I mean, they're dumb. They're dumb, but you know what? Pardon me. They're early internet quality, at least. They're actually current internet quality, depending on what animation you would add to it. Like,
yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, if they... It's like G.I. Joe PSA quality. Like, it would work. Although I really like the G.I. Joe PSAs. For the most part. They're fucking stupid.
They really are. Do you watch Community at all?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Did you see the G.I. Joe Community?
Yes.
That was fucking amazing.
It was really good. I felt really stupid, though. Like, I was so busy watching how well they did. At some point, I forgot that they made it quite clear that he was trying to kill himself. Like, they made it quite clear that Jeff was, like, trying to fucking...
Yeah, it was a midlife OD. Crisis deal.
And that's what's so great about that show is that, like, they interweave, like, really great, deep storylines. And I just fucking... I went middle America on that and, like... just totally forgot. It went right over my head at first, and I'm like, oh, wait, some shit just happened. Like, I really love when Abed gets... I think I get distracted when Abed gets meta. Like, whenever that happens, I'm just like, oh, this is writing. I love this. It's my favorite thing. Like, it's they're realizing the kind of shit I wanted to do, like, in my early 20s and just didn't know how to do right. And I'm like... And I just started writing another sketch the other day, and I realized, I'm just doing Abed. Like, this is basically... I'm just writing Abed. If you comment that much on the thing that you're writing, and it's about... It's like, oh shit, like, unless you can put your own spin on it, you're doing Abed at this point. It's very difficult. So yeah, delicious chocolate beer interview where Dan talks about who is your you don't have to say her name, which you can describe her, which girlfriend was it at the time,
the hot red-haired one,
okay, as opposed to the hot raven-haired one,
the one that was in Rubber Chicken Knuckles.
Mm-hmm. yeah. I think we've said her name before, but just in case. Okay, that's right. So we got you to insult her. But did you play? I feel like you played this for her, and she had a good sense of humor about it.
Or
am I wrong? Yeah. Okay. Yeah, she seemed to have a pretty good sense of humor about most. I mean, otherwise she wouldn't have put up with doing Rubber Chicken Knuckles. She was in some videos of ours. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Here's the great thing about teenage imagination. We improvised Jerry Springer parodies in our yard.
Yeah.
In the lawn. Whoa, what was that? Phone call?
I think it's my phone.
Dan has a phone call.
No,
hey, everybody, let's listen in on Dan's phone call. Oh, Dan got it. Let's listen in on Dan's email.
You already heard it.
Oh, that was...
That's what email that sounds like.
Fuck. That's not as exciting. I wanted to show you something. I vined about this earlier, but it came across as a joke. I know I'm using Vine a little bit because I'm finally discovering it's something I can do to pass the time. So I want you to see my new phone. It's called the Nexus 7 with Text Plus on it because today at work they had a fire drill. And I didn't know there was a fire drill. And I heard the thing's going off. Everybody's not moving. I'm like, so did they say they're just testing it? They're like, no, it's a fire drill. I'm like, why aren't you guys going anywhere? I'm like, whatever. You don't really need to go. And I'm like, well, you should go. So
It's like a $50,000 fine if you don't go.
Is it really? Yeah.
On you.
So there we go. So I left. I'm the only one in my suite who left. I think they're the only people who stayed in the building. And I go downstairs. I'm just like, we're there for 20 minutes. So what am I going to do? I'm on my phone. But it's in and out of my pocket. In and out of my pocket. At one point, it's neither in my hand nor in my pocket. Drops from hip level onto a curb and then onto the sidewalk. And it's like, oh, I've never smashed a screen on a phone. And the Nexus 7 is as sensitive as an iPhone. And it's just... It still worked, but I was getting glass shards in my fingers as I was making it work. So I had to put a plastic bag over it. And then at some point, I'm like, this is just pointless. So I'm at least for tonight using this my Nexus 7 tablet as my phone because it works. But yeah, I thought you'd enjoy that story of me destroying technology. Ah, oh, boy, what's new, Dan? I mean, it's only been a week, as usual.
It's been a hell of a week.
Hmm.
So on Saturday.
Saturday.
Okay, so this
Saturday.
Weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So last Tuesday was Aries' mom's birthday
party. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we did all that. And then on Saturday, well, Aries' sister flew out here on Friday. And we had dinner, blah, blah, blah. And then on Saturday morning, we had our big brunch with everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And then that night was Jim's concert.
You guys are big on brunch. Mm-hmm. Keep going.
We do that every weekend.
That's cute. That's cute.
It's for Aries' grandma.
That's good.
Her grandma goes out every
yeah.
day.
Has yeah, been yeah, yeah.
ever since she was little. We went out for breakfast.
Holy shit. That's awesome.
Because it's one of those things where it got her away from her husband because her husband hated going out to eat.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So, gotcha. And it was like, you know, like that one thing she really had control over. That kind of...
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not like she was completely subservient, but but she's a product of her time.
Of course. Yeah.
And so that's always been a thing. So now, on the weekends, when we first moved out here, we started going out to breakfast with them.
Right.
Except that adds up when you've
mm-hmm.
got
yep.
two more people going out to breakfast. And she likes going to this place mm-hmm. called Eddie's.
Okay.
Which is greasy mm-hmm. breakfast food.
Right. Is that the one with all the Obama haters in it?
With all the Obama racist haters over there.
Oh,
Obama,
God.
Comma, racist, comma, haters.
Wait a minute. So Obama's there, too? Yeah. Wait a minute, President Obama's there. That's why they hate it. They're like, why isn't the president in Washington fucking D.C.?
Yeah. What did he do in D.C.?
What's he doing in McCall?
Just started having breakfast on Saturdays at our house.
Mm-hmm.
And then it turned into Saturdays and Sundays.
Okay.
And now that's just standard fare.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we did that. And then mm-hmm. we had dinner together, and then we went to Jim's concert.
Mm-hmm.
And then that night after the concert, we were hanging out at Aries' mom's house, and I get an email from the landlord Uh-oh. Saying that they need to sell the house.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, just like the last place.
Yeah, right.
I'm like, God
oh,
damn.
Jesus Christ. Okay.
Because they need to get out of their loan, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
So I mentioned that, and they're giving us first dibs, but they also have someone else lined up.
Okay.
And saying, you know, that they don't know if that person's going to hike the rent or whatever, though.
Ah, okay.
And then Aries' mom is like, maybe we can work something out.
All right.
So we're going to be meeting with a loan officer, and we might be buying this house.
That would be good. It's yeah. a hell of a way to have to do it, though. It's like being forced at gunpoint to buy a house, sort
and
of.
And then on Sunday we had brunch, and then we had D&D, and it was Easter, okay. and...
I really
but
thought...
But all that is just like, you know, wrapping the brain around the idea of buying a house. I'm like, I never thought I'd be able to.
No, yeah, but, yeah, yeah.
But Aries' mom is like, you know, maybe, you know, we'll see what's up with your debts, you know, what kind of loans you can get, maybe,
mm-hmm.
you know, maybe we can get a loan and you mm-hmm. can pay us the amount of the loan kind of thing. So it's yeah. just like, it sounds like, because it's such a really nice neighborhood and
mm-hmm.
I think her mom wants us, I think, to really settle
mm-hmm.
down. She
right.
probably thinks it'll make more babies.
Right, right, right.
It
right.
might.
sure. She's obsessed. Yeah.
But then, you know, she tells her whole thing about how her whole life, like her one goal in life was to get a house, own
yeah.
her own house.
Right.
And so she's like, and she's probably, you know, and she's projecting that on us too.
Mm-hmm.
But she's not wrong. Like I want my own goddamn place.
Yeah.
I was
so you can
Aries,
defend
like,
it with a machine gun.
Exactly. And herd my fucking cattle into the neighbor's yard without
Thank
paying
you.
A permit.
Exactly.
And it, we were just discussing, we think that this all just like, just thinking about it, I realized that ever since we moved out of the house in Lawrence,
mm-hmm.
never really had a sense of stability.
No, of course not.
You know,
no.
you never know if tomorrow we have to move out.
Right. No, exactly. That's the worst. That is the fucking worst.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, this is definitely something cool.
Yeah. No, it's good. Hold on. Real
quick. It's just, I was just always like, there's no way I'll ever be able to buy a house.
Let's see if we can do this.
Do it.
Real life with Dan and Jay. No, that's bad key.
Real life with Dan and Jay.
Thank you. That was real life. Growing up, one podcast at a time.
That's
God,
right.
Can you imagine if we were podcasting at 13? We were doing
We're just doing offline podcast.
Exactly. This is the quality. This is the it's so, oh man. You know what's so funny is, like, what was I reading the other day? The only thing, there, some people were tweeting out a lot of Supreme Court justice things about how fucking stupid they are about technology and how they don't understand it at all. One of the justices said, what's the difference between email and a pager, I think? Like, literally, in 2014. And what two of the people I follow on Tumblr were, like, retweeting this shit and just, like, over and over. I'm like, oh, my fucking God. But the only thing that in any way resonated with me is, like, wait a minute. I mean, how narcissistic is this entire world that everybody has to see all of their thoughts? And I'm like, you know what, that's sort of accurate. Because if we had access to the internet at 14, like, the shit that we would be putting out there.
Uh-huh, absolutely.
It wouldn't be the Fred show, and I don't mean our Fred, I mean that weird, nerdy kid, that super gay little kid who got his own show on Nickelodeon because he was just making that funny voice. It would have been fucking mouth diarrhea. Worse than this.
Absolutely. It would have...
Oh my God! Although we would have developed more. Or again, I think we've talked about this before. Maybe I would have been so shot down by the "you're a fag" comments that. Oh, I don't know though. I got those in high school, junior high. So
but it's different. It's different when you just see people at school saying that because you're like, whatever. I'm gonna get out of Lawrence and you can go fuck your own ass. But then someone in Singapore tells you to go fuck your own dick. Like, shit, the world hates me.
That's true. That would have destroyed me. I'm actually happy that wasn't a thing. All right, never mind. And I frankly am happy that Chinook Tunook Tun didn't come out when YouTube existed, as much as I've complained about that, because, you know, they're still insulting it. I know. And they're still rating it poorly. I don't care.
Yeah, they're like, what the fag is this shit? Like,
exactly.
That's not even a proper sentence.
There are a couple that are like, backhanded insults. They sound almost like compliments, or they sound like just half insults and half compliments, because that's what they are. Yeah. Like, oh, this kid looks like McLovin, lol. I'm like, that's not really an insult. It's true.
No,
it's
that's
just, you
cool.
Just look like McLovin.
Back then, I would have thought that was awesome.
Yeah, no, exactly. If McLovin had existed, and he wasn't 3 at the time.
Right, exactly.
He was like 3. What was that, 2000? He would have been like 10.
Jason, shut your hole.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Shut your fucking mouth.
I'm sorry.
Don't let the words of how old we are come out. I don't care that I'm buying a house and having a family and
house buyer.
Owning a dog and a car.
Go buy a house, Stably.
Mr. Stable Home Life, look at me. I have a 9-to-5 job. Joke's on you, asshole. It's 7-to-4.
Oh, fuck. Clowned. Considerably clowned. Wait, 7-to-4.
Quinned. That's pretty good.
Oh, you gotta take an hour. See,
nine to five doesn't even make sense. That's exactly 8 hours.
Yeah, that's bullshit.
So that's no break. No fucking break, or you don't work
one
a full
of those,
day.
You, well, that's just it. It's like, if you work straight 8 hours, you don't do that for your salary. If you do it hourly, you can do that and you get your free half hour. But they're never required to do that. They can still give you the stay.
Well, I know in California it's illegal to work you more than 6 hours without a break. They are legally obligated to give you a break.
I will say that the labor things in California are good for that, but they are not good for the everything is at will. So you can quit for whatever reason. Also, you can get fired for whatever reason. You can't sue if you get fired.
Well,
it's a little problematic.
We've got the at will and the bullshit hourly shit.
Oh, really?
Mm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, because in California, you work more than 8 hours a day. It's overtime. Here, it's...
Yeah.
A week? It's like New York, 40 hours a week.
Oh, I forgot that was even a thing. It's been so long since I worked out of California. Oh, that's gross.
So, yeah.
That is really gross.
So, yeah, it's like, okay, you work 12 hours today, and how about 4 hours tomorrow?
Mm-hmm. That's not fun. Mm-mm. Do you... So, I'm trying to think. So, at this point, 1998, let's hop back here for a second.
Yep.
1998, that was our graduation year. Hold on, let me actually... I can look at the date. It's actually important for reference. Let's go to audio. I'm going to tell everybody my directories.
This was created on August 23rd, 1998. Good call. So, almost...
I was cleaning my room and had the TV up on my dresser while I was talking to you.
So, we had just graduated high school. That's why we were doing this. We had nothing else to do.
We literally had nothing else to do.
I had zero to do, and I wasn't going
to college I was still working at Taco Bell as a night supervisor.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I was up that late. I think you called me after I got off work.
Yeah. You know, Taco Bell is now comfort food for me for two reasons. Because it's very comforting, fatty food, but also because it brings me back to the days when I would hang out at Taco Bell waiting for you to get off of work.
Yeah. Well, let's see here, everybody. My name is Cat Stevens, but you can call me Mustafa Islam. I call myself
Islam.
No, it's Mustafa now.
Racist.
And you can call me that. I changed my name to Islam because I like blowing up Americans with airplanes. I'm not racist. It's just fact. I like to fly planes into buildings. I like to fly them into trees. Sometimes I fly my remote control airplanes into children. It's funny. And they die.
Wait a minute. So you're saying that the terrorists on 9/11 were just flash mob guys?
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much. It was a call out on Facebook. They said, "Wow, so random" at the end.
That's why Charlie Todd does all these cute things now, because Improv Everywhere actually started out as a fake terrorist organization, and then somebody just went too far.
Got, yeah.
We're evil.
So you edited that on the 23rd. How long yes. after you recorded it did you edit that?
It depends. I was very lazy. I was much lazier then than I am now. I think back on those days. And
the 23rd was a Sunday.
I had to have spent a couple days just sleeping because I hated myself. So that probably there happened that, in between. Yeah. So that's a good question. I don't know. I might have been so excited that I was just, you know, breaking the walls of comedy that I just edited it immediately.
Yeah, you could have. It could have been a Friday or Saturday. Because Sundays are the days I usually had off.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so
I usually had Thursdays and Sundays off.
But when did we play this for you, and what beyond playing it for you, what was the audience? Was that it? Just Dan, look what we
I
did
was
to
the
you.
Audience. You were like, look at this. Look what I did to Dan. I did it to Elvis, but I'm going to do it to Dan, because, see, it's a real person that I know. I'm Jason. It's probably just me and Mike.
That's pretty accurate. No, that's 100%. You were
that's you still with Kristen at the time?
1998, we broke up in 99, right after I came back from the funeral of my grandfather.
Yes, that's accurate.
Literally right after that funeral. Oh my god.
Don't forget that's, it was at work.
I know. That's why I have such bad associations with death.
Not the death part, but because... No. Like, oh god, someone's dying, I'm gonna lose my girlfriend. Tears. You're like at a funeral, you're crying, and Jen's like, oh, Jay, I'm sorry that you're so upset. You're like, you'll never understand. You're like, no, I understand. It was, you know, it was your whatever, you know, your uncle, whatever. It's like, no, you're gonna leave me!
Yeah, it's about right. Yeah, that's pretty accurate. No, I wasn't actually working, but I went into work to say hi to her. Hey, sweetie,
oh,
how are you
right.
feeling?
That's what
yeah.
it was.
You're going to make
even
me feel
worse.
Better? You're going to make me happy? And not just that, but I had also lost a classmate who had killed himself
yes.
that year. And then my grandfather dies, who, while I didn't know him that well, like, I felt it was a weird experience. I was one of the pallbearers. I volunteered to be a pallbearer. I didn't know you weren't supposed to do that, or people don't normally, but I did it. And then I come back. It's like my first, like, real death. Like, first two deaths. And she's like, oh, I think it was literally, we have to talk. It was something like that. It's always been, we have to talk. It's like, motherfucker, can't you just spare my feelings? Well, no, really. I was kind of a volatile young man, so I guess you shouldn't spare my feelings. But she broke up with me as I'm buying, like, a Snapple from her.
Yeah.
Something like that.
It's almost as bad as getting a text saying, well, my vagina's not yours, or something. Like that.
Just... If only we'd have had text messages in the day.
That would have made life a lot easier. She could have broken
really?
Up with you
so much
during
easier.
The funeral. You would have been like carrying that casket, and you get a ti-li-li-li, and you're like,
I gotta take this. Hold on.
You're holding it with one hand. Because you're in the middle, because I know you were in the middle, because you're too much of a pussy to hold the front. You pulled out your phone, and you're like, what?
That's what I say.
And then your dad, like, elbows you, like, come on, let's go.
And then I drop him. I drop my grandpa.
And your phone. And your phone shatters.
Yeah, right.
On the coffin, and you get glass slivers in your fingers.
So, because I had a smartphone from 1998.
1998 smartphone.
It was one point, like, touchscreen. Like, you mm-hmm. couldn't slide it around. You just point to a point on the part of the screen.
It was pretty much just a
work.
Screen button.
Yeah. You just click. What happened just now? I don't know, but I touched it with my finger, and it made things go. This is technology. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. This is random. I said random.
Lol, so random.
I guess I didn't mean random. I get so annoyed with that as a phrase meaning funny, which it doesn't mean, kids, just so you know. Anybody out there who's listening to us for comedy advice, first of all, I'm so sorry. Second of all, random does not mean funny. I don't care how old you are. Shut the fuck up. When I say random, I got upset at myself, even though I used it in the proper term. Mm-hmm. My question was, proper term? I'm so drunk. I'm not that drunk. I'm just like mouth
stupid.
Diarrhea
stupid
again.
Stupid is the
stupid,
word.
Stupid is the word. What was the first MP3 player you owned?
First MP3, I had the Creative Movo thing, the one that was a flash drive this, thing.
That's right. Yeah, okay, so we both had flash drive ones. Okay.
Yep.
I had a Lexar...
$73 something. For 128 meg.
Yeah, I think mine might have been a gig. I might have been that advanced. It was a Lexar one that was probably came out a year after yours.
Yeah, probably. That shit went fast.
Exponential technology was.
Especially because the iPod came out around a similar time as those other guys.
Oh, okay, that's right. That's true.
So that, like... That far and away blew everyone else out of the water as far as music story. I remember thinking to myself, like, why would you want 2 gigabytes of fucking storage for your music?
Right.
Like, who
fucking
could
nobody
listen
has
that
to much.
That much music? Now I've got 8 gigabytes of music on my phone
exactly.
that I don't listen to. I keep hitting next because I don't want to listen to that bullshit. I'm like, why did I put this on my phone?
Tech Nostalgia with Dan and Jay. Thank you. Good song. Good song. Good segment, really.
Yeah, right? Really, it's...
Any songwriters out there or composers, you guys want to help us put together interstitial things, you have to come up with things you think we might improvise in the moment.
Right.
So give those to us. They won't influence us. It's not like time travel. They'll just be there, and if we use them, we use them. Just label them. Dan, I'm just talking. You need to take over. Take the helm.
Willkommen. Ich habe eine Habanero.
I didn't say reboot. Oh. Wait, you're a habanero?
No, I have a habanero. Ich habe eine
habanero.
Oh, you
said ich habe. Sorry. That's correct. Really should get Jen in here to help translate for me or speak to you in German. But she has no interest. I know she's busy
me neither,
playing
don't worry
a game.
About it.
Okay, that's fine. She's probably playing Sam and Max right now. Enjoying that thoroughly, I'm certain.
She'll have to play Walking Dead at some point.
You know, that's... Oh, is that a good game?
Same people.
Oh, okay. Are they all anthropomorphic animals in the Walking Dead game?
No, they did. They did a Jurassic Park one, a few.
Oh yeah,
and then
they
did Back to the
too.
Future, and now ooh, Walking mm-hmm. Dead, which is really popular mm-hmm. as well.
No, I'm sure that's a good. I like Walking Dead. I am a season behind, so no spoilers for anybody who's listening.
You get a spoiler from me. There's zombies mm-hmm. in it.
Oh, mother. Fucker.
I haven't watched beyond the first season.
Oh, by the way, if you ever want to talk about Game of Thrones, go ahead, because I don't care, so you can spoil the shit out of it for me.
Did you hear about the Red Wedding? Did you hear about Red Wedding?
I did, yes.
Can mm-hmm. you believe that she wore green? It's like everything's fucking red! You fucking bitch! Way to clash!
That's the big spoiler. Dan, you should do a podcast. It's fashion spoilers for shows that people don't... It's no plot spoilers, guys, but if you don't want to know what they wore, do not listen to my podcast, okay?
Well, they have a thing on Something Awful called Fashion Swap where uh-huh. they make fun of, like, different, like, catalogs and stuff.
Uh-huh.
I should just do that, like, I'll watch horror movies and stuff, and, like, while people are, like, having their throats ripped out and stuff, I'll just totally rip apart what they're wearing.
That'd be amazing.
Like, can you believe she's wearing those flip-flops? Like, those are so 1997. Like, those are old. No one wears those, and she's going... Your, like, intestines are falling out of your throat. I feel like there's a market there.
Yeah, there is, and there's something involving a pun of seam and scene... probably real. Everybody, you know, everybody
so what
likes
was it,
real,
what
real
was it about
pun.
Semen?
No, I was just saying good, you know, just work on a good seam and a scene pun. Scene and seam.
Got you.
Yeah.
All
yeah,
I heard was seam-un.
Seam-un. There was seam-un in my penis. That is the worst porn ever, by the way. hello, ma'am. How are you? I would like to do sex on you. There is semen in my penis.
There is so much semen. It is so fun. My semen is so fun. It's the only way to make it rhyme.
I didn't know it had to rhyme. Is most porn written by children's authors and I'm not aware of it?
Yeah, actually.
Oh, I didn't know. Okay. That makes perfect sense.
We cannot do it in a bus. We cannot do it in your butt. We cannot. That's not really a rhyme.
Bus and butt do not rhyme. That was a quarter rhyme at best.
Yeah. Wrong side of it.
Yeah, the wrong side. Absolutely.
I always do it in the wrong side. Hey-o! Porn pun. Porn. No.
We should invent. Wait, Dan. Here's the thing. That's not a traditional rhyme.
Okay, I just want you to know right now. Uh-huh. I want you to know right now. Mm-hmm. That now the sound is fixed, but your video is not. So you're totally just like
I'm whipping around like Stevie Wonder,
flickering all over the screen like Ray Charles. Like
it's kind of doing that to me too. That's very odd.
It's at creeping least my shit out.
What I was saying is maybe that's not a traditional rhyme, but maybe we should invent a new type of rhyming. That's beginning of the word rhyming. So it's okay as long as the beginning of the word sounds the same.
That there you go. You got it.
So
it's a pre-rhyme.
Yeah, pre-rhyme. So if you should write a children's book using our new standard for rhyming.
I bet you that's already a thing.
You bet? Why do you bet? It's not rule 34.
That's the poem thing. I mean, the rhyming the first part of a word.
It's not rule 34.
What is it called when the first part of a word rhymes?
It's not a thing. Not a thing.
Question has not been answered yet. No, there isn't a thing. We invented a thing.
Yes! Oh, okay, we gotta come up with a name for this.
This video is hilarious. You're like...
I'm stuttering like a weird gif. That's
yeah.
Oh, my God. We gotta come up with a name for this, Dan. What do we call it?
Hey, it's moved out. Almost. Frime. First rhyme. Frime.
Frime. Good. Sold. Done. Answer that. Are you on Yahoo Answers? Is that where you are?
Yeah.
Sign into Yahoo Answers and you need to say it's called a frime. It's called a frime, and then, but you have to, like, your reference is this episode of this podcast. So episode 10 of the Dan and Jay's Comedy Hour podcast, link to djchpodcast.stolendress.com. They'll understand.
Can you go to Urban Dictionary and create a definition for frime?
Now, how am I spelling frime? This is what I need to know.
Frhyme.
We keep the
oh,
I like
actually,
that.
Let's put an I in there. Frime.
Frhyme?
Frhyme.
Wait,
frime. First rhyme. Frhyme.
Oh, frhyme. It's got a little attitude to it.
It does. It's a frhyme. That way I can link to Urban Dictionary.
Oh, all right. Hold on.
That's
okay.
My source.
Oh, frhyme. It says frhyme isn't defined. Can you define it? Absolutely.
That's what I'm here for.
When the first part of two words rhymes
with each other.
Yes. Should I put rhyme with each other thing, is that correct? That sounds good. Yeah. Should I put a reference in here to the Dan and Jay's?
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Okay. Ref period colon Dan and Jay's Comedy Hour podcast.
You guys are listening to history.
Solandress.com. Frime, guys. Frime. Okay. Frime. This is a really good tool for any of you guys out there who aren't really great at doing things. We're helping you get around it. We're helping you, like, oh, example. I have to come up with an example. So, like, let's see. Butts are the best. Bring them to me, because they both start with a B. Or are we doing the first syllable? First syllable. So, but that's one syllable, though. Okay, so.
So it's got something with but.
Butter dishes.
Good
are
for
the best.
Your. Yeah.
Buff them to a nice shine. Butter dishes are the best. Buff them to a nice shine. Your pseudonym is already being used. Oh, that's the thing that slows me up. Whatever, Doug Decker. Doug Double Decker is what
there
I'm going to call myself.
As long as they don't call it Doug Upper Decker.
No, that's true. That's
more
good.
Of an upper.
Okay.
That's more of a Urban Dictionary username.
Don't use your real name. My real name is not Doug Double Decker. God damn it. Doug, I'll misspell double. I'm going to misspell double.
Of the Liverpool...
Yeah, that's a good idea. Okay. example should I see? I have to use the word for rhyme in my rhyme sample. So here's the thing. For rhyme is a word that for rhymes with first lady.
There you go.
All right. Also see, butter dishes are the best. Buff them to a nice shine, but don't let them get dirty again. I'm going back to Doug Double Decker as my name because it's a little sad that they didn't let me use that the first
time
around.
Guys, have you seen the definitions on Urban Dictionary? Do they really need to be this?
I know, seriously.
Anal?
Seriously, this isn't fucking Wikipedia. Like, come on. You were like, to be a step below Wikipedia does not bode well for you. The whole point here, guys, is that we need to create, we're trying to create history by creating a word.
That's right.
Did you establish what your beer sponsor
no,
was?
I
think
not.
That'll help us kill
that,
some
I'll
time here, Dan.
My beer is regular old Shock Top. Shock Top Belgian White for just wouldn't you want some beer?
Long story short, the point here is, Dan.
Now my phone's ringing.
Who's calling you?
Bernie.
Put her on speaker. Don't let her know it's on speaker. Or let her know.
Uh-oh. Hold on, I missed it.
Oh, God damn it. Call her back. You can put her on. It's your choice whether you let her know or not, but.
Come on, call.
But I feel like you should let her know she's on the podcast in German, but you don't have to. Oh, so this segment of the podcast is brought to you by Session. I'm really going to have to go in and edit the shit out of this thing.
You think?
type, click, clickety, click, click, click. Oh, here we go.
Welcome to the Dan and Jay's Comedy Hour podcast.
I was just gonna leave you a message.
Say hi to Jason.
Hi, what?
Say hi to Jason.
Are you actually still podcasting?
Hi.
Yeah.
You crazy boy. I just called to tell you we were going to meet you.
Okay, well, we're almost done.
No, we're not.
Jay says we're not, but we are.
We're not. Tell them what we just did.
So, yeah. The door's unlocked, so you can just come in.
She hung up on me.
That
bitch. That fucking bitch. All right. Well, I have to now wait for them to approve it. So, I think, hopefully, by the time this episode goes up, though, Dan, it'll be on the website you're using.
I'm gonna bookmark this.
What are you using again? Oh,
Yahoo Answers.
Yes, right. I knew that. Well, in the meantime, why don't you answer like some virgin's question about whether that thing was normal during sex?
You mean the one like where she got pregnant through her underwear?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't have video of you, by the way.
You lost your video of me? Well, that's odd. It's because it's not selected. That's why.
Well, there you go. Oh God! Turn it off.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I don't remember the first time I ever heard a fake interview. That's a lie. I think I heard it in Good Morning Vietnam when Robin Williams does a fake interview with, like, LBJ or something. Yeah, it's pretty good. It was good shit. Which was all, I think it was actually based off of a series of albums that this guy named Earl Dowd did where he actually did that. Like, people were doing that left and right, doing Nixon albums and Spiro Agnew albums because they're like, hey, fuck the government. This is cool. And then they just.
And it's public access, so they won't sue me.
No, exactly. 100%. A lot of them are not really great, but then again, the thing that's in this episode is not really great either. it's a dubious medium. Its usefulness is dubious, really. That's what I'm saying.
My favorite ones are the Weird Al ones.
Oh yeah. Oh no, his are he well, yeah, you know, that's the thing is like adding that extra level of someone's fake reaction to him is great.
Yeah.
Like that's what that thing needs, and I think that's kind of that's And yeah. He still did it on the Nerdist channel for a bit. He had his own show where that's all it was. And that was pretty good. It's pretty solid. So, Weird Al, if you're not going to come on Comedy on Vinyl, you should come on this podcast.
Yeah.
Where we talk about...
There'll be a lot less stress on this podcast, as mm-hmm. you can tell.
Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about a specific album. I know that turns people off. They get uncomfortable. So, we're just going to talk about Dan's dick.
Yeah. And
for an hour.
And, you know, that makes a lot of people uncomfortable, but
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The difference is that it makes everybody uncomfortable.
Exactly, not just
and
you.
So there's a lot lower stress mm-hmm. overhead on that.
Yeah, you're not going to feel alone. You're going to be like, oh, everybody feels touched in a dirty way by being here, you know?
And talking about my penis.
Exactly. You know, if Weird Al were to come on, I mean, are there specific things about your penis you'd want him to know?
Well, it's a for rhyme with Pinto.
Pinto, okay.
It
explodes when you bump into it.
It shares some physical characteristics of the Pinto.
Uh-huh.
It can come in...
What the fuck? Damn.
The housing picture frame market just crashed.
All right, well, that's kind of
into the beer market, apparently.
Not the beer market, son of a bitch. All right, well, do you have any final words for this episode of the podcast, Dan? Anything you want to tell the kids at home?
Well, if I had to tell the kids one thing about life, it's that herpes happens. Not maybe. Always happens.
Every time.
Everyone always herpes.
Everyone always
herpes. Everyone always herpes.
That's the good. End. It's a PSA if I ever heard one.
Which also rhymes with my penis.
That's true. It for rhymes.
It for rhymes with my penis.
Get it right, Dan.
Sorry.
Jesus Christ.
This new word that's existed forever. I keep forgetting about it.
I know, it's really rough. It's difficult to deal with. All right, kids. Well,
my penis is also rough and difficult to deal with. Weird Al.
At Weird Al. Guess what? At Twatterpater says at Weird Al. Oh, God damn it.
Right, and then we'll get our own Suey Park on this one.
Specifically, people who are offended at your penis?
Which is everybody.
# cancel Dana J's comedy hour. Oh, no. We're fucked. Dan and Jay's Comedy Hour, the podcast, is a Stolen Dress Entertainment production. It's hosted by Dan Gomiller and Jason Klom and is edited by Jason Klom and produced by Maury Povich. The Dan and Jay's Community Service theme song was composed and performed by Brian Magic Hands Madison. Visit StolenDress.com to listen to our other podcasts, read our blogs, read our tweets, watch our videos, and read our books. Please subscribe on iTunes, rate us highly, and write us a shining review. You can like us on Facebook.com/ComedyOnVinyl, follow us on Twitter @ComedyOnVinyl, and find everything in one place at DJCH.StolenDress.com.